Welcome, everybody. It is 5:39 on this, the Wednesday version of our fine program. It is time now for us to jump into the entertainment news and some bad news for our favorite mayoral candidate. Shouldn't it be mayoral? Anthony Weiner. What a shame. Lost the Democratic Party primary for New York City mayor.
Gee, there's a shock.
Yeah. And guess who showed up to wallow in his distress?
I heard about this. This is priceless.
Sydney Leathers, the young lady that, well, because she came forward with what was going on, probably contributed greatly to Anthony Weiner's...
Did she want to console him?
No.
Mind you, he probably didn't even know what she looked like at the time.
No. No, well, other than the pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sydney Leathers crashed his election night campaign party with
a camera
upgrades.
Crew in tow.
Well, yeah, but she also is sporting her new upgrades.
Ah, mm-hmm. She had some work done.
She had some retreads thrown on, if you know what I'm saying. Elliot Spitzer also failed in his bid to become comptroller. I think this shows that there is a little bit of hope for the people of New York City. They disposed of Weiner. They disposed of Spitzer. I think there's just a little bit of glimmer of hope. Weiner held his election night campaign party at an Irish pub in Manhattan, of course. Sydney showed up with her brand new, bigger...
assets.
Chesticles. She even managed to get inside and have a drink or two. So there it is. Congratulations to her.
Spitzer ended his night, by the way. No, Anthony Weiner ended his night by raising his middle finger to a camera crew.
Now that's awesome.
That's how his evening came to an end.
You know, that is fantastic. Way to go. You know, there was a bit of a contentious exchange between him and a reporter that was asking him some questions about, you know, the reporter basically said, hey, I've just got one question I need to ask you. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And Weiner just had
That's from an interview he did on TV a couple of days ago,
yeah.
Right? That was, I'm trying to remember, who was doing the interview?
I've got the audio here from it somewhere, but I can't find it. Weiner just, what do you mean what's wrong with me? It's like, come on, buddy. Everybody wants it. You're just... What are you, psychopathic?
Well, I mean, what's wrong with him is let's stipulate that there are thousands of people that do inappropriate things with near strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
But they don't put themselves then up for public leadership positions.
No.
There is a disconnect between I do this really weird thing in my private life.
Right.
And now everyone knows about it, and I think I should be able to make laws and policy that other people have to follow.
It's like, buddy, you were a congressman, and you got caught lying about it. You were thrown out, and now you're wanting to be back in the public eye, and you get caught again? What do you mean? Why are we asking what's wrong with you? Speaking of what's wrong with you, what would you think is one of Oprah Winfrey's biggest fears?
Being poor?
I don't think she's ever going to have to worry about that. I mean, even if she were to go on a spending spree for the rest of her life, I think she would probably have enough cash to do very well.
How about that she might be the target of... some kind of personal security might be the target of a kidnapping
extortion
or something like that.
What kind of news would that make if we discovered that Oprah Winfrey had been kidnapped by Al-Qaeda?
What? We have Oprah, and we will blow her up if you don't... What do you mean, keep her? No, we do not. We'll pay you to give her back.
She tells the October issue of O Magazine, uncover your face, that her biggest fear... is balloons.
Really?
She says, quote, it reminds me of gunfire when they pop and it really freaks me out. Aww.
I want to have a life that's so wonderful. My biggest fear is balloons.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of balloons. She says, for my 40th birthday, my entire staff decided to surprise me. I come downstairs and the audience is filled with balloons. Literally, I'm stepping over them. I have to walk through the balloons, and so I'm like, oh, when is one going to pop? Okay. Mm-hmm. Way to go there, Oprah. All the things happening in the world, and Oprah's afraid of balloons.
Face your fears.
I showed the management the other day that, yes, indeed, I did get a summons to appear on jury duty in a couple weeks, And I am interested to see how that process is going to go. Hi, I'm here to serve for jury duty. Oh, what do I do? Sit down. Let me tell you.
Chances are you may not even. I mean, most of those cases get solved.
I can't imagine
settled before the jury's even in panel.
I'll be perfectly honest. Yeah, most of them do. But I'll be perfectly honest with you. I can't imagine a defense attorney allowing me on a jury panel.
Right, especially if he's heard the show.
I mean, all kidding aside, exactly. I mean, there's no question of where I stand on issues, and I'm a very hard-line individual.
Right.
No, I'm very hard-line individual when it comes to right and wrong. And no, I'm not the kind of person that you want sitting on a jury. Well, who would you like to have on your jury? How about Tom Hanks?
He seems like a reasonable kind of guy.
He is sitting on a jury in the case of a man accused of domestic violence.
Tom Hanks is on a jury?
Yep. The case started yesterday. TMZ reported that he's been listening intently, took a lot of notes. He was also friendly with the other jurors and interacted with them during the breaks. Now, question I have is, did he come in costume from his old TV show Bosom Buddies?
No, doubtful. I think he's trying to put that past him. Does he even keep that on his resume these days?
I hope so.
How could anyone pick Tom Hanks for a jury? Doesn't that immediately make the trial a circus that no one will remember the suspects or the witnesses or whatever? They'll remember that Tom Hanks is there in the jury box. That's bizarre to me.
It's like, hey, Tom. Yeah? I know the testimony's going on right now. Can I get your autograph? Can you just wear the same hair that you did in some of those...
Seems more like a regular guy, though, than some movie stars. I mean, he certainly is more of a regular guy type than, say, if Brad Pitt was on the jury. Or Tom Cruise was on the jury.
Cruise. Yeah, I'll go. Brad Pitt, I think, is a normal guy, too.
I think
if you bumped into Brad Pitt, he'd be kind of cool about it.
You want a jury of your peers.
All right, how about
though?
Al Pacino on the jury?
Well, let's simply...
You can't handle that!
You or the people involved in this trial have nothing in common with Tom Hanks or Brad Pitt or whatever.
I don't know.
Brad Pitt's just a normal Indiana guy.
Yeah,
who...
just an average guy. He probably drives his Prius to the courtroom. The paparazzi caught Lamar Odom leaving a sushi place the other night. He said he's doing fine, doesn't have a drug problem, and doesn't need professional help, and he hopes that he'll be able to play ball this coming season.
Oh, right. What?
That is exactly right.
He thinks he's going to get a job in the NBA? Really?
Lamar Odom thinks he's fine. There's no problem whatsoever. Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending on how you like to say it, is on hold indefinitely.
How many times have we gone through to this well?
This will be what, number five or six?
This will be Pirates of the Caribbean number five.
Wow.
It's on hold indefinitely. It was supposed to hit theaters in summer of 2015. But Disney is having some second thoughts. They claim it's because of script issues. A lot of people in the business are speculating that the Lone Ranger complete and total failure could be the reason why. It may be the bloom is off of the rose that is Johnny Depp.
Well, the cost factor is involved as well, because those movies cost a lot to make.
The movies cost a lot.
They made a lot, but...
You know, if it costs you $200 million, but you make $500 million or $1 billion worldwide, that's a good investment.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, that's a good ROI. There's no problem with that. But if people are sick of Depp, I mean, you got to understand, he's a very good actor. But people, I think, what they're concerned is, they're tired of the Captain Black Jack Sparrow character. They're done with it. It's like, okay, we've played this. Can we do something else now?
Does Disney threaten him for him to lower his contract demand? Say, you know, we could get that guy who stars in the Captain Morgan commercial. We could swap him in right away.
Now, Pirates of the Caribbean starring the most interesting man in the world. I don't always drink rum, but when I do... WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Stumper, the way back, and some birthdays when we come back.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.